and their customers is evident. The Department and the Portfolio Committee have both acknowledged this. I believe the Small Enterprise Ombuds Service is that mechanism. This is probably the last piece of legislation the committee is likely to be able to process in the fifth parliament. Let the committee make its mark and achieve cross-party support for the bill. This is a win-win situation for the overwhelming majority of stakeholders.
Thank you very much. I will now open an opportunity for members to comment.
Thank you very much, Comrade Chairperson. And I also want to express gratitude for the input that we have received from Honorable Charles. And I also know the amount of research and hard work that has gone into this. Into the production of this presentation. And and indeed, the complaints and the challenges that are faced by small businesses are terribly enormous. In a world where small businesses and cooperatives are a beacon of successful countries, our country also has to make sure that small businesses and cooperatives indeed do become successful and that they get as much support as can be rendered. And just last week in our portfolio committee, in the meeting when we interacted with big business, let me call it that way, mainly the participants in last week's PC meeting were big business. Small businesses were in a minority. And there we noted and painfully witnessed how big businesses elbow out small businesses, how big businesses boastfully go about illustrating that they have big legal firms behind them. If you are a small business, if you don't like what we are doing to you or how we are dealing with you, take us to court. And they say that very boastfully. The portfolio committee members felt, we were at pain when we experienced how small businesses die at the hands of big businesses. Contrary to what happens to other countries that are successful, in other countries, big businesses rely on the success of small businesses to succeed, so that there is that relationship. Even some of the car companies, big businesses will make it their business to leave space for small businesses to manufacture certain car parts and supply big business, so that big business does not do everything. But then they will agree on quality checking, and big business will also say, we will support you to make sure you produce the quality that will enhance the product of our car as a big business. I'm illustrating, I'm going at length to speak about these challenges that are faced by small businesses, and also to note the strength that the power that big business boasts of, and the elbowing out, as committee members have have with time noted the use of that word. But having said that, on the what is observed by Honorable Chance, I take it that most of us as members of the Portfolio Committee are going to agree with Honorable Chance on the observations. And as I have said, also to appreciate the amount of work that went into this. But when did the Portfolio Committee start to note that there is a dichotomy between big business and small business? I think, as for when did we start to note that, it is as long as we started to work as a Portfolio Committee. That's when we started to realize all the time. When we did oversight, it was painful to realize some of the companies dying in front of us. And we will find that they don't have a recourse to run to. So that we noted those things as a Portfolio Committee. Honorable Chance correctly noted the challenges faced by small businesses. But with whom was Honorable Chance in noting those? He was with Honorable Mulaudzi, he was with Honorable Kapa, myself, you know, etc., all of us as committee members. Sometimes a collective does better than an individual. I will think that my opinion is that the notings we noted together, what Honorable Charles has noted. But as for what must be done, we should still determine that together. What is great is that this input is a jewel that will fit into other proposals that will come from other committee members. And indeed, it will even save some research challenges, because some of this is researched already. But I don't think it's proper for Honorable Chance to steal the thunder of the Portfolio Committee by proposing a private member's bill. Why does it have to become a private member's bill? Why does it not stay in the realm of the Portfolio Committee? Because we noted all these challenges as a Portfolio Committee. Unless if the Portfolio Committee has said, Honorable Chance, we suggest you initiate a private member's bill as a suggestion of the Portfolio Committee, then you know that that will be great. But where as a team we are doing something together, and then without the mandate of the other team members, one member steals the thunder and comes with a way forward that undermines, because in the long run, it undermines the collective strength of the Portfolio Committee. So, Colleague Chair, you will have noted that I have come out in two areas. One in the area of appreciation, but the other is in an area of raising a concern. But having raised a concern, all is not lost. In my opinion, all this valuable work will be one of the way forward that the portfolio committee must consider when it explores how to deal with the challenges of small businesses. The bill could also be one of the ways. But aren't there other ways? There could be. So the portfolio committee has to look at an array of all those alternative ways and compare and say, seeing that we are facing these challenges, I mean as small businesses and cooperatives, what are the appropriate tools? What is a tool that in a developmental South Africa will function, you know, better? Let me stop there, Comrade Chair, and say thanks again to Honourable Chair for the interview. Thank you.
Honourable Chair.
No, thanks, Chair. I think we note the presentation, and Chair, perhaps I would come as a learning person, however, have key questions to raise, which somehow would enlighten and assist the process. Though the presentation is not numbered, but I'm just wondering the government inefficiencies that negates the objectives of provincial procurement. Maybe such a research maybe was based on what? And then the other thing, Chair, will be, I don't know if the next slide, which will suggest that the bill only focuses on the issue of 30 days payment, could it be only a matter at hand? Because one would think that other issues that may affect this issue of bill could be the manner in which some contracts may be drafted, whether within small business and big businesses. And the other matter relates to, there is more of, the committee has received numerous pleas from small businesses, and there is also more of the emphasis of the committee has done its best to resolve them and so on. You see, it's best if we are able to be of a complete report of a committee rather than wanting to move maybe individualistic, because I think a fair spread of work in many other areas of a committee report strengthening this presentation indeed will assist, because in the process of the committee to work and so on, part of what we need to consider is more stakeholders consultation, because it's important that we don't keep our work in silos of ourselves. So the committee, but where is that committee work report? And then, having said that the slides are not numbered, on the factors that were considered in writing the bill, well, they may have been mentioned there, but one would imagine that in the current state form of our government, whom we are operating, in particular when we relate to issue of small business, maybe other factors could be the alignment with BRICS, BRICS countries, where our country indeed is working along with. So these factors perhaps could have, they have been an omission for us to consider, or maybe we are thinking, because our growth must also be seen from south to north, south to north. I think we are quite mindful of such a process. So those factors are key for us to consider. Honorable Chance made mention of the fact that on some areas he has been engaging with BUSA. I think the engagement with BUSA as a structure must have been a responsibility of a collective too, to adopt a prompt payment code. But perhaps there could be other structures collectively we could have listed to lobby, to understand the direction at which, if the prompt payment code makes sense, whether we use it as point of reference or research, but individual engagement won't bear results if not agreed collectively. So, because there could be indeed other entities. And what are other measures are necessary to treat the causes as well as the symptoms? When you see the President, the Minister of Finance, and our Honorable Minister of Small Business Development, the other key ministry, when we refer to stakeholders, could be the trade and industry, and which is alongside our work and function in this matter. So this therefore implies or shows to us that indeed as this work is done, perhaps it could be a start at which we are moving towards a particular direction, but we have not arrived because we are offshore of some other things to mention. You see, even the issue of the competition commission, for me, maybe was not clearly explained, but maybe more could be explained on that. But, Chair, in conclusion, in my view, is that I think it is fair of us to want to move as a team rather than individually. And having mentioned this, this for me, I realize as gaps which will require us to close up and to strengthen also our roadmap. Our roadmap does not necessarily entails what is laid on legislation as consultation, public participation process for this bill, but it must also include other factors which we must strengthen. So for me, this therefore says, I think the work is in progress, however more needs to be done. Thanks.
Madam Minister.
Thank you for the opportunity. Thank you also to the Honourable Chance for an effort that made in addressing what we all know is a challenge. And it is a fact that the small businesses are being built. It is a fact that some are being cheated, some are killed, otherwise. Whether it is done in legal terms, I'm not sure. And it is also a fact that an intervention is necessary. And it is unfortunate that we are talking about a person stealing the thunder when they are trying to help solve the problem. I think whenever a member of this committee attempts to address the problem, that we all know about, that there should not necessarily be seen to be undermining the collective, particularly if no decision has been made that none of the members should have a private member state, but everything that will be done should be done as a collective. and I don't remember such a decision to make. So I think we should encourage one another to do more to address the problem out there. If we do not have, as an example, and we have addressed the concerns of small businesses that are being throttled, stifled, and killed. When are we going to produce something that will protect them? Because the fact is, big business is bullying and destroying many small businesses. Something has to be done. So the question is, when should, what needs to be done, be done? Because my thinking is what we have seen and what we have heard is part of the solution. Not the whole solution, but part of the solution. But I expect that members should say we will have to make sure that this bill is passed so that small businesses out there will be protected because they need some protection. Now, having said all that, I have a few questions that are different. And the first one is who will determine whether an applicant qualifies for a waiver of adjudication fees? Will it be the ombudsman or who? And whether this ombudsman will have guidelines in order to determine whether the person qualifies or does not qualify. And secondly, I also is concerned about highlighting the treating of symptoms and not causes, because many times you will have repeated offenders. People continue to offend because they're not really sure where they're going wrong. But when we garner for the cause, then that offender might know what wrong was. So it is very concerned why the focus on symptoms. Not possible. And why are cooperatives not specifically mentioned? If the ombudsman is also attending to their concerns, why are they not specifically addressed in the bill? And when talking about appointment of chief ombudsman and financial officer, you say the process must be competitive. Can you shed more light on that? That the process of appointment should be competitive. I understand the transparency part, but competitive. What are you looking at? What is competitive?
Honorable Chairman.
Thank you, Chair. Let me also join my colleagues in appreciating the input that has been brought to us as a committee and that we can interact with it. But I also have some issues. The first one on page 3, why is the bill necessary? There's that bullet which says South Africa's economy is dominated by the big business and government to the detriment of the growth of and employment creation by small business. Now that one, if the minister would protest against that, I would support her when it says to the detriment by the government dominating. I think it's an indictment that maybe it's going to extreme. But at the same time, it's fair to note that big business is not treating small business fair. In fact, I think Honorable Advocate Mlaudze would agree with me that the term big business in this case is a euphemistic and polite way of talking about big capitalists when they dominate the small ones. But it's acceptable. Now, I also remember that there has always been a talk about these issues, trying to address them as a committee, engaging with the department. And I remember in the area of always complaining and crying about the amendment to the Small Business Act, which has always been on the cards. And we were always, all of us together, feeling that this is absolutely necessary and it was to be done as quick as possible to resolve all these matters, because it was felt that everything else that is a shortcoming is encompassed on this amendment of this act. And I think all of us were sharing that. But now, maybe the clarity on this case would come from the department or from the ministry, that have we given up on this process? What happened to that exercise? Because at that time, I remember that all of us were convinced that it is taking us to a resolution of this problem of a big business dominating the small businesses. Definitely, to me, if such questions are clarified, it would mean that we have to determine whether all the amendments that would come to the Act cannot address all this, because in my opinion, there's a great possibility that if the amendment is done with the understanding of all these shortcomings and inefficiencies, it tells me that therefore it can be addressed. But I would like to get that clarity then. What has happened to this process of amendment to the business, the small business or small enterprise bill to this amendment, which I always, and we think we all believe that it was going to address this issue. If that have been get clarity on that one, Chair, it will assist us so that no one of us as members of the committee can reach a state of probably losing confidence in the processes that the department has been assigned to do. Thank you, Chair.
Honorable Mlaotse.
Apology for arriving late. We were on the Committee of Justice and Correctional Services. So, Chairperson, I would like to appreciate the effort that my Honorable Chance to initiate the instrument to have a teeth in order to tame the big businesses and government departments. I partly support and the statement from Honorable Thapa, but it's unfortunately that Mr. Thapa is more of a showing the shortfalls from the big businesses, which is true, it's a fact. But here we have the departments and the SOEs who are doing the same thing to undermine small businesses and cooperatives. There are research here which shows clearly that there's a lot of money, billions, which are due to be processed in time. So we all agree that the PFMA doesn't have any teeth to force the accounting officer to implement the position by the old president on the SONAS from 2014 after the establishment of this department, that the payment within 30 days must be done. Mm. It's just a talking show. But if you can check this proposed bill, you can see that we're going somewhere to establish something which will make the big businesses and the government department and the SOEs to comply in order not to undermine the department. Because this department, it needs the support of all government departments where there is a supply chain management. And all SOEs, which is not happening. The department is there, but it's not getting any support. The small businesses, which are most poor people in the cooperatives, they don't see any effectiveness of this department, because there is nothing is happening to the people who are violating the law to support the small businesses and cooperatives. But by introducing an ombudsman to where these big businesses and the government department, the SOO will be reported, I think it will be a very good way forward in this fifth parliament. So, but I have some little bit input, Mr. Chance, and some clarity-seeking question to ask on your presentation. On the board, on the establishment of the board, which is said it must consist by the 7 members, 2 executive and 7 non-executive. I was proposing, because there is a lot of business, small businesses and cooperatives which must be established in order, in terms of the that NDP which said in 2030, Vision 2030, there must be creation of jobs. So, and the most of the creation of jobs will be a mark on the small businesses and the cooperatives. I think we need a big board which can compose of maybe 4 non-executive and 9 executive members, in order to make it to function, without saying that only one, maybe if there are 2 executive members and one is sick or maybe is challenged somewhere, somehow else, we mustn't have only one executive member. The other issue which I wanted to ask clarity is the qualification of the chief ombudsman and the financial chief, CFO, yes. You said on the qualification, they must have a suitable qualification. Suitable qualification is very vague and ambiguous, because it's not clear, yeah, Mr. Chance. We need to be clear and specific what qualification in terms of the chief ombudsman we need, or chief ombudsman madam we need. We need, if we want a legal qualification, we must say so, legal qualification. In terms of the chief financial officer, if you want financial background, financial qualification, we must say so. So that we mustn't be challenged if somebody is appointed to be a chief ombudsman and you find that he came with his teacher's qualification. I said, no, it's suitable. I can stress it in court that it's suitable as a teacher to be a chief ombudsman. So I think there is a little bit of a gap there. So that's my input, Chairperson. Thank you.
Honorable Bongo.
Thank you very much, Chair. And thanks for the presentation. I think we had had a meeting in a hotel not long ago, and I think all of us as a committee, particularly Mr. Chance, we had the observation to make. Some of the observation was that 80% of the population of South Africa is black people, and majority of the people who are small business are also black people, and the big business, it's also composed of the monopolies and, to a particular extent, black business, and the small businesses do not have the requisite capacity. We have also brought to light that the government has a lot of programs where big business may have to impact skills on the small business so that they get to be better. Among others, we also said we need a symposium a part of which it must conscientize the big business, because we saw that what happened last week as a very, as a drop in an ocean of the bullying that is taking place in the arena. So against that background, I think we need a consultative process. A consultative process will mean also that members are not expected to ask questions like my friend here next door. We need to be part of a process of finding solutions, all of us as members of the committee. But if we're going to privatize this matter to Honorable Chance alone as a committee, I think we'll be doing both disservice to the committee and disservice to the people of this country. Because we need to be not asking questions, but we need to be finding solutions and contributing towards the bill. So it's against that background that a bill that must come, it must not come in the form of a private member's bill, because it also it will, may also promote some triumphalism in terms of individualist members. We need to move together, not only as a committee, but we need to put stakeholders, which is big business themselves, to participate in this process. We need to put the small business themselves to participate in this process. We need the department to be at the center of driving, because implementation, at the center of implementation is the department that must oversee and monitor. Comrade Muruti was asking about who will determine the waiver and so on. If it's a private member's bill, then we'll then make it very difficult for the department to deal with monitoring and evaluation on how far we move in terms of the bill. So as we deal with these things, we need all of us. So I think the intention and the content of the bill is quite issues that we have conversed, all of us in the committee, and some of them is what we raised last week, so they are here. So what we need to do is consultation and make sure that the people who must monitor, because at the end of the day, it's the executive that must monitor. So the executive must be part. So my recommendation is that if we're to proceed with a bill of this nature, after consultation, we'll have to put the department at the center. And it via through the department, it goes to cabinet, because it affects all other departments. So if we were to push it, the parliament is good, the law allows that, but private members' bill is going to, we may suffocate it in terms of implementation. So my recommendation is that I have been in a meeting of SBC yesterday. I also realize I agree with Honorable Mlaos. SBC, as they were presenting, then realize that many small business are not getting paid within 30 days, and some of their businesses are dead because of the challenges of the finances at SAPC. So, to push it as a private member's bill, I think it will be too individualistic, and it would defeat the very same purpose and object of what the bill contains. So my recommendation is that let's take the draft as it is, and then let's proceed as we've agreed. If we need a symposium, let's proceed that way. But we need to take this thing. It must come through a department, because the department, in terms of what is contained here, I see it is the department that must monitor, evaluate, and also put certain penalties. It's the department. So department must own up. So I don't see if the route that we're taking to be a route that will be assisting in the long run. So I'm strongly pleading, even with the presenter of the bill, that whatever contribution we have done, let's do further consultation, because it's indeed the issue of small business is a concern to not only to Muruti Misha or myself, but it's a concern of all of us in the committee, and a concern of the department, a concern of all other sector departments. So let's move as a collective, so that whatever we do provide a long-lasting solution, and a solution that will assist small business at the end of the day. And this thing of members, you see, because what is contained here is what has been contribution from all of us. So if today we're going to ask questions when we're supposed to be saying, This is how I think it must happen. We consult big business, consult small business, go to the minister. Minister, this is what the minister put some flesh and takes it to the state law advisors, because the state law advisors are also in the side of the executive, who must do certification, check the constitutionality of certain clauses and so on. Then it comes back to Parliament as a better bill. When we give it to our lawyers in Parliament and so on, we're giving it to as a committee, not Mr. Chance and you, my friend, and your legal advisors just doing it. So just involve all of us. Let's put everything, it's all our concern. Thank you very much, Chair.
Honorable Kruger.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Yes, I'm very concerned about the fact that it's said today that about thunder, taking the thunder away of this committee, and about individualism. We all agree, the minister can give me a chance to speak before, we appreciate it.
Sorry.
So we all agree that that is a big problem in small business. And for many meetings, and I think we attend roughly, I don't know how many meetings in our term so far, we ask the department come up with a bill. Where is this amendment bill? Where is this? Where is that? Nothing happened. Now, Mr. Chance just introduced this bill. It was done via an advocate working for Parliament. So it's not a privatized advocate, so they take everything into account. And the process from here onwards, for sure there will be consultation. For sure this committee will go on to and listening to concerns of community members. This is just the first step in introducing this bill. It will go exactly the same way as if this bill came from the executive. It's just that's the only difference between an executive bill and the private members bill, is who introduced. But from there on, the same process is followed by Parliament. Exactly the same process. There can't be another process. And then if everybody involved agree upon this bill and the president signs it over, then it's not a Toby Chance bill. Then it's a bill of South Africa. Then it's law of South Africa. So nobody is ever going to see, no lawyer is going to look at this law and say, okay, this is Toby Chance bill, so maybe we must do this and this. It will be a bill, it will be law of South Africa. So Toby, my colleague, Mr. Chance, Honorable Chance, took the initiative, did a lot of research. I didn't hear anything about the desirability of this bill. Everybody agreed that this bill is very needed. Everybody agreed that the department, or maybe we must just hear from the department, won't be able to introduce any bill in the fifth parliament. So if we don't do anything about this, and everybody agree that this is the way we must do it, small business is going to suffer. And we can't let politics, because this is what I see, is that politics is getting into the way of this bill. And nothing is, I mean, I can't see that politics have to come into this bill. Let us go through with the process, and if the process unfolds, all the concerns of everybody in South Africa, we will get them aboard. And surely the bill won't be, how many pages is this bill? 24 pages or something like that. I'm sure at the end of the day, after consultation took place, this bill most probably will be 50 pages. But let's start with the process. And the process is allowed by the Constitution. Let's go. It's not individualism. It's not taking the thunder away from anybody. It's just let's start working and make sure that small business benefit out of this private business bill. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much. Honorable Mabasa, you wanted to come in.
No, thank you very much, colleague Chair. I just want to bring to our attention how we have always done things as a portfolio committee. We have undertaken a number of oversight visits, even in the previous years, which ended up with a production of reports. And those reports will spell out the way forward, you know, etc., having noted the challenges. But what is remarkable there, Comrade Mulaudzi and Comrade Bongoman, is that we were undertaking this oversight visit as a collective. And sometimes we will move from, just as an example, from Free State to Limpopo, and move to Gauteng. I want us to visualize a situation where, while we are still in Limpopo, and our visit is intended to end in Gauteng, I want to ask a question. Will we say, let me rather say, at no stage did we have one of us producing an individual report even before the completion of the whole oversight route? We will say, no, we are a collective, we are undertaking an oversight, and it's covering three provinces. And we will produce a draft report and discuss it and panel beat it with all members making inputs, proposing removal of certain views, adding other views. Isn't that a rich way of doing things? Wasn't that a richer way of doing things than if we had had individuals even before we finish the oversight visit, producing, let me exaggerate and say, an individual view of the oversight visit? I'm just saying this so that when we comment on what has been placed before the table to say, collective is sometimes better than individual. Take into account what the past practices have been. That's all, Comrade Chairperson, that I wanted to add.
Honorable
Thank you, Chair. Greetings to colleagues and the Minister and Department. Excuse my voice, I think I've contracted flu in a Free State last week. Sorry for coming late. I was in another committee with the advocate next to me. And at 12:30, Chair, I should be joining another committee on land expropriation, that compensation. Thank you, Chair. Though I came late, but I managed to grasp the presentation by chance. Yes, one still need more time to apply his mind on the content of the bill. But I've got just two things to say on chance. One is on your research when you're compiling with the published bill. One is interested to know what are the small business organizations that were consulted when we're compiling the bill. My reason for that is that definitely we must talk exactly what our people down the fields. We can sit around the table and discuss the plight of small businesses, but mm-hmm. when it comes to compiling something that can be a permanent solution, we definitely need to go to them and their organizations where they are affiliated on and have a proper consultation. One is interested to know on that. But two, Chair, I thought maybe we'll, because I'm not of the view that we are at a stage to say the bill is desirable or not. I thought, as Ubawukap have said, we'll have the department telling us as well how far with the review of certain acts within the department that we've been proposing as the court. We've raised these concerns that are compiled here a number of times. So one must know first how far are the review or amendment of those pieces of legislation so that we have we are able, where there are commonalities, to synergize the issues. Or we say we take this as a contribution to those reviews or amendments so that we do not have two documents parallel to each other but trying to address one thing. Maybe one will have to know the chair from the department what is happening. Then we'll be able to say the bill is desirable or not after we've picked up what is currently happening in the department in order to address what we've been raising regarding the plight of small businesses. Chairperson, thank you. No, thanks, Chair. Chair, let me just take an opportunity to thank Mr. Chancellor for the effort that has been done for compiling this document for the private member's bill. And I just want to agree with all our colleagues as members that the observation that come with the Honorable Chancellor is the same observation that we all agree with. As members of this committee, we did oversight together as members and we observed that small businesses are bullied by the what you call big businesses. And we all agreed that we need to have a bill to protect them. That is an observation in the view of the committee. But Chair, I just want to take you back when we started as a committee. If you can remember, Chair, when we started this journey of calling the small businesses in the committee, I remember Honorable Chance was against it. He felt that it was not in the line of our work as a committee to call the small businesses. The big businesses, when we see that they were bullying these small businesses. So I think the issue and the observation of the committee say this private member bill is an opportunistic and it's stealing the thunder. It's coming from there because he was totally against the view of the committee calling the small business to come, the big business to come and account to the committee to what he have done to the small businesses. So I'm taking the view of the committee of saying, Honorable Chance, what you have done is good, and we are all agree with it, but let's put it as a collective, as the work of the committee. Because as other members said,
the department should be on the center of this. So if it came as a private member's bill, it might create a problem in our view. So, but let's thank you for what you have done. It's a good effort. And let's just move forward as a collective, because we all do an oversight as members of this committee, not an individual. Thank you very much, Chair.
Thank you. Honorable Sam.
Thank you, Chair. Let me also join my colleagues in...
Let me join my colleagues in appreciating the initiative by Honorable Chance, but also maybe indicating that as a committee, more especially in the work that we've been doing just recently last week, that showed us indeed that we must move with that speed in legislating. It is a good initiative by Honorable Chance, but you know, working together, because we've been moving together as the committee all along, and it will be a disappointment maybe even to our constituencies that we are here as members of the portfolio committee when we've been doing the work all along, but at the end we are now having a private member's bill when it was supposed to be the work of the committee, appreciating our efforts and our availability. We've been in oversight as a collective. We have sat here in Parliament inviting people to come, the small businesses and the big businesses. We've heard the story, the very saddening stories, you know, stories that are not encouraging, are not giving us confidence. Because we do have an interest of South Africa and the commitments that have been made by this government, even in terms of the National Development Plan. As all of us, we are committed to that. So even as Honorable Bongo has also went back and reminded us that we also agreed that we need a symposium. Honorable Mwabe, I'm also hearing you that we must go out and involve other stakeholders, because we can't just come up with something that maybe we did not like having questions than to be bringing a solution. It should not be a case whereby we'll be asking Honorable Charles, what is it that you mean by this maybe. We can't be asking such questions. We can't be seeking clarity questions from Honorable Chance, but as a collective, we need to be inputting, working together, and I also support the view that the department should yes indeed tell us where they are in terms of these acts, and in terms of everything that we've been doing, the work that we've been doing, we've been recommending to the department, you know, in terms of the work that we've been doing, going to oversight the reports, we'll come back and then we'll have recommendations to the department. And another thing, as a collective last week, Chairperson, we noted the issue of time, that as this portfolio committee, indeed, it is important that before the end of this fifth parliament, you know, before we go to the polls in 2019, we must ensure that there is indeed a legislation. We must indeed make the people of South Africa excited, not as being maybe political, you know, as Honorable maybe Kruger has read this, maybe that we are trying to be political about this. We are not being political, but I find it very difficult for the statement by Honorable Kruger, because it also makes me to read too much, and to me it leaves much to be desired, because I can also say if Honorable Kruger raises such a thing that we are being political more than to be attending to the issue as members of the portfolio committee, then I will also say maybe by honorable chance to submit this private member's bill. It's also political. I can also read it like that, you know. So we don't want to go to those areas to say we are being political and whatever. We are not being political, but we are like sincerely as members, we are being sincere as members of the portfolio committee that we have been doing this work. It is a work in progress, and as all of us, we need to claim this victory. Thank you, Chair.
Honourable Minister. Thank you very much, Chairperson. I just want, because this is not our meeting, we are the department and we don't want to be seen to be interfering in the PC's processes, but because of a question, of a statement that was made, particularly by Honourable Kruger, about not knowing what the department is doing, in as far as the Small Business Development Act, the processes that we have indicated to this portfolio committee that we had started, and we even went as far as going out to provinces, and that process is also understood very well. I would request that maybe the department just gives a short explanation of where the process is, if that will make any difference, unless you feel not. I thought it is not correct to be said that the committee doesn't know about that process at all.
Can I explain the process, Minister, in dealing with the bill? And I don't want the department to be reactionary and respond to what is being raised during the tabling of the bill. Next week, the department will respond. And in that response, the department is expected to outline the work that has been done, taking from all the meetings that we have attended and the recommendations that we have made regarding legislation. And the response of the department then in relation to this bill and that work, that time is coming for next week. Mm. I want to also make my own observation of what has happened and take everybody in this meeting down memory lane, where this all started. I'm saying that because it comes out in this meeting that there is politics involved in dealing with this matter, which I really agree with it. That politics have taken center of this instead of looking at issues that are affecting small businesses. I want to remind members how this whole process started. In 2015, I was approached by Mr. George Rahman from KwaZulu-Natal. He is the owner of Miller Trading. He first phoned me. He's from Pochester. I've been a deputy mayor of Ugu District Municipality, and he knows me from there. He had a problem with Ericsson and Vodacom. I met with him. I listened to what he was saying. And I saw a need for this portfolio committee to listen to that story. He was not the first person who was complaining about bullying that is taking place between small businesses and big business, as well as bullying that is taking place between SOEs, government departments, and small businesses. The difference between Mr. George Rahman and others is that he was prepared to come to Parliament to tell his story. Others were afraid. Some would say, no, we don't want to raise this issue publicly and bring it to the portfolio committee. We are afraid that we will not be considered for work. Meaning that if we take Ericsson on, we will then no longer be considered for contracts by Ericsson or Vodacom. Which is why in the first meeting we had to get that assurance that this company will not be punished by both Ericsson and Vodacom for bringing this matter to the attention of the portfolio committee. When this matter was presented to the portfolio committee, Honorable Chance was very much against the portfolio committee dealing with that matter. His reaction was that a portfolio committee cannot get into contractual matters between companies. Honorable Chance had to be lectured by myself and other members of the portfolio committee that the work of Parliament is to legislate, and the work of this portfolio committee is to legislate. And legislation doesn't come in vacuum. You first have to identify the problem, understand the magnitude of the problem and the nature of the problem, and then decide. And in that first meeting, it's a pity that Honorable Meshe has gone out, who said in his input, no decision was taken to legislate. That very first meeting, I made a presentation and I indicated that this process is leading us to legislation. So on the very first day when we were discussing these matters, we knew that we were heading for legislation to level the playing field for small businesses to exist. It was a decision taken by this portfolio committee that we are doing all this work in order to legislate as a portfolio committee, not as a private member's bill, as a portfolio committee. So all the work, all the meetings that we have held, inviting all these small businesses from the telecommunication industry, those who were affected and those who were not affected, because not a single case has been brought up against MTN, but MTN has been invited here. And MTN was asked to comment on what MTN is doing to promote small businesses, because what had been identified by this portfolio committee was that the playing field was not level. And what would then the committee do if the playing field was not level? Informed by the roles and functions of a portfolio committee is to legislate. So I'm very much surprised that today there would be members that would say it is correct for one member out of a collective to hijack the work of a portfolio committee that is in progress as late as last week. Last week's meeting was actually dealing with this matter. Meaning that the conclusion was to say, what route do we take? We call the department and ask the department to give us a progress report in terms of the recommendations that we would have made as an outcome of the process that we were dealing with. Included in that, in the recommendations that we have made, the amendment of the Small Business Act. Included in the recommendations that we have made as this portfolio committee with regard to leveling the playing field,
is to relook at the cooperative tribunal, because the cooperative tribunal was enacted, the act was enacted before the establishment of this department, which then means that in finding a possible solution, we need to look at the existing instruments and see whether we could not amend those to include SMMEs in the existing cooperative tribunal. During that process, we also talked about the franchising business, which is something that we even raised, even in the meeting that took place last week, that telecommunications industry and the retail industry is demarcating South Africa according to monopolistic tendencies. I made mention of one family in KwaZulu-Natal that has got more than 150 KFC stores. It's public. It's public knowledge. It was put on public. And that is bullying, because you are promoting one particular family and you are killing small businesses. You are doing that as a franchising industry, not taking into account the number of jobs that are expected from small businesses. There is no value chain that actually channels chicken growers to actually be the suppliers of the Nando's, the KFCs, the Honchos, the whole lot, which is what the small business acts would look at, including the establishment of a structure that will then sit down and deal with the cases that we were dealing with. But having preventative measures as well as punitive measures. Now, if people think that what has been said in this meeting to say Honorable Charles is stealing a thunder, is politicking, what I see from being the chairperson who has been fair to bring issues to the portfolio committee, I could have taken those issues and given them to the ANC and say the ANC must come up with a bill, because I'm a member of the ANC. I didn't do that. I brought issues to the portfolio committee so that collectively we could process issues as a portfolio committee. Now, Honorable Mabaso's submission is saying we undertake an oversight and we come back and process a report and make recommendations based on that report. No single member produces a report. How is it possible that we again bring a matter that we spent time from 2016 up to 2018 looking at the unfair level field between big businesses and small businesses, and we all agree on that. Before we produce a report and make a recommendation, one member comes up with a bill. And if Honorable Charles was not making reference of the work that was done by this committee, I would say it is a one member, it's a private member's bill. But even in his presentation, he makes reference to the work that has been done by this portfolio committee. And if Honorable Chan was honorable enough, he should have, if he was worried about time, he should have come to the portfolio committee and said, I think that we are running out of time. We have gathered enough information on this. I propose that we propose as a portfolio committee bill. And also, I would have expected Honorable Charles to say that so that We would, as a portfolio committee, invite the department to look at the progress that the department has done in relation to the recommendations related to legislation. Mm. And if the department, if we then found that the department had not done anything, we would then, as a portfolio committee, initiate a bill. But not a member initiating a bill based on the work that has been done by the portfolio committee. It is undermining the portfolio committee. It is grandstanding. It is politicking. And we've never in this committee done that. And I hope that the committee will learn from this, because it actually brings mistrust to say, how would one person out of all members of the committee want to be this good person, this excellent member that can come with a solution when all others are asleep, as if we were asleep. We were not asleep because this matter was on the table. As late as last Wednesday, Honorable Kruger and myself, during the constituency period, held meetings in Pietermaritzburg on the 10th of July and 11th of July, dealing with these matters. We are not fast asleep. So, my view is that Honorable Charles should have brought this bill, the proposal, and say, members, let us look at legislation. We have got enough evidence, and this is how I can contribute to the portfolio committee. Not to propose a bill as a private member's bill based on the work that was done by the portfolio committee. It's a different case with the bill that was proposed by Honorable Kruger. The portfolio committee had not gone on processes of dealing with red tape. We had never dealt with the red tape and held meetings to deal with the red tape. So Honorable Kruger proposed a private member's bill on basis of the work that he had done outside the committee. Honorable Charles is proposing a bill based on the work that was done by the portfolio committee. Those are two different approaches. I'm opening this for discussion, but I'm just pointing a difference from the private member's bill that was proposed by Honorable Kruger, which was not based on the work of the portfolio committee, and the private member's bill proposed by Honorable Chan, based on the work of the portfolio committee, hijacking and then using the information gathered during meetings of the portfolio committee to then steal the thunder. That is a difference. I have no problem, Honorable Mlaozi, if you would come with a bill, but not based on the work that was started by the portfolio committee. And the portfolio committee is spending 2 years dealing with that. We have had telecommunications companies, we have had construction companies, we are looking at the inviting the mining, because I have received letters from small businesses in mining. I have received letters from small businesses in the transporting industry. All those need to be looked at. And we look, in solving a problem, you don't look at the symptom. You look at the root cause of the problem, and then how you are going to be solving the problem. Basing your responses to the root cause of the problem and the consequences of not addressing that problem. Honorable Chan.
Thank you, Chair. It's been very interesting listening to everybody's comments and questions, and thank you so much for all your input. A hell of a lot has been said today, and I'm sure we are going to have more time to discuss and to deliberate. I just want to first of all say, it is in the nature of a private member's bill that it is a private member's bill. In a sense, equivalent to the opportunity that is presented to a private business to see an opportunity and take it. That is the nature of private enterprise. This is not a matter of stealing the thunder or triumphalism or, you know, anything like that. This process was started by me back in October last year, which I admit is a long time after this committee started deliberating these things. I also want to just deal with the point that Honourable Bekwa mentioned, and what you also said, Chair, about my opposition to this committee making judgments on small business. On big businesses bullying. I had no problem with the hearings, but I said that there was no framework, there was no legislative framework that allowed Parliament to intervene in private contracts. That was the point that I was making, and that's true. But that's the purpose of the Ombudsman, to provide that.
Can I correct you, Honourable Charles? That is not what you said in the meeting. You said it was not our responsibility and our business. That is what you said. After I had explained the responsibility of the Portfolio Committee to legislate, you then had said that we had no powers to make judgments. And I again explained to you that the intention was not to make any judgment. The intention is how we can resolve this legislatively within our own roles and responsibilities, not to make judgment. And we have never made any judgment. And we continuously said all these cases that we are dealing with are actually empowering us to arrive at a situation of whether we need to legislate or not, and to look at the existing legislation and see how we can overhaul that legislation to deal with the issues at the table. I also want to say that if you started in October, it was long after the Portfolio Committee had started the process.
Chair, I acknowledge that, as I said earlier. And I also acknowledge that you were right. It is the duty of the committee to legislate, which is why I started working on the bill. I changed my mind. You know, one is allowed to change one's mind in life. I don't believe that this is not opportunistic in the sense of wanting to score points. Nowhere in my presentation have I even mention the Democratic Alliance, or any political party for that matter. This is not about scoring points. Before I came into politics, I had a 30-year career in business. 30-year career in business. Politics was the last thing on my mind because of the politicking that goes on to the detriment of society. And I can assure you, Chairperson, nothing would give me greater pleasure than hold the hand of the minister and yourself to process a piece of legislation which we all agree is necessary in an amended form through the consultations that this committee will proceed with in the coming weeks. The fact of the matter is that the department has had ample opportunity over the last 4 years to present or table legislation to this committee, which it has failed to do. Members of this committee on all sides of the House have had the similar opportunity. There is nothing to stop any member to table a bill, whether it be a committee bill or a private member's bill, on any matter. And as I indicated in one of my very first slides, it is the duty of members of Parliament, if they see a need, to table a bill. Which happens to be known as a private member's bill. But the process that is then followed, as Honourable Kruger pointed out, is identical if it's a private member's bill, a committee bill, or a bill initiated by the department. So, you know, this then presents us with a dilemma. Are we going to throw this bill out of spite and peak, because members of the committee felt that I've hijacked this process, irrespective of the merits of the bill. Or are we going to be mature citizens of this country who are not putting politics first, but who are putting the people of this country first, and say, there is a proposal in front of the committee, a legislative proposal that we are obliged to consider in the current parliament. Because the problem is, Chair, after this parliament is dissolved, there may not be a small business development committee. You are not even coming back as a member of parliament. No.
No, but out of order now.
I'm sorry, this is important information.
Mm-mm.
This committee will be dissolved. The work of this committee will have been forgotten. Nobody's going to know what this committee has been doing. We will have wasted 5 years of our time. Now, I don't believe that's responsible. And I'm sorry if you feel that I've hijacked. I have not hijacked it intentionally. I'm doing my job as a member of parliament. So, as I said to you, whatever the faults of the committee or myself or the department, and we have been hard on the department, you as much as anybody, chairperson, and I've discussed this with the minister, it would be an honour to have this bill passed in the interest of small businesses, and I believe that that is the duty of this committee, irrespective of the politics. And for once, the people of this country would see that there is multi-party support for a decent piece of legislation that is there for the people, and we're not actually sticking knives at our backs to the detriment of the purpose of this committee. So that's my first point. In terms of some of the substantive questions that were asked, if I may continue.
There were hands that were raised by people that I think want to respond to what your input, and I would give them an opportunity because I would also want to respond to some of the things that you have said. Honorable Bongo, followed by Honorable Bongo.
No, thanks, Chair. I think I've been listening with great interest to all members. Actually, what we're rejecting is not the bill. We're rejecting the approach. We're rejecting the approach. Not only the approach, not the also hijacking. It's already driving a stolen vehicle. So hijacking is an initial. We're already inside the stolen vehicle. So and it's also wrong that you say some members are not coming back because we're not a member of the ANC that determines. They're not in the list committee of the ANC. And for your information, whatever we're doing here is on record. And we want to do things procedurally and in an orderly way. And we're doing that in the interest of the people of South Africa. I do not want to comment much about the politicking, whether you're doing it, but we just want a systematic. We were saying the approach is not sufficient, and the question of desirability, as General Kruger raised, it is not yet ripe to deal with the issue of desirability. We'll only determine the desirability after we've done thorough consultation with departments and other stakeholders. I think those who are saying it's opportunistic, I will agree with them. Even those lawyers of parliament that assist you sideline, I think it's an anomaly that a lawyer of parliament would on sideline assist certain members and so on. What we want to promote is a spirit of collectiveness amongst ourselves as the committee. But at the center of everything that has been said there, like I said before, it needs monitoring and so on and so forth. And the department is the only viable vehicle that deals with those kind of issues. So we need to allow the department to be at the center of this work and allow us to work as a collective. So I was sorry we're not running, I've not been business and so on. I've been in politics for the rest of my life. So that business approach do not assist now. So our appeal is that we want further consultation. We're not, actually, we don't want to deal with the substance. We want to deal with the overall approach. We'll get to the substance when it is desirable, when we're busy consulting with the stakeholders. So we want to keep that process in abeyance at this point. That in abeyance until we determine the desirability, and that will be at a stage where we have consulted with the department, consulted with big business and other stakeholders on the issues. Then we'll get to the substance. So I think we must just freeze it there. We don't even get into the inside of the substance in terms of, and I've pleaded with my members here, including my next door here, that it is wrong for him to ask questions on the content, because he must determine what the content must be. So I think that is the approach here, that we are dealing with the approach. Substance, we'll see it when it is desirable to deal with the substance, and through a process that we are all agreeing upon, not private members bill, because we want to build a cohesive society, a society where all of us participate, a society where that multi-party democracy we're talking about must be seen here, because we're from different parties. So the best practice is in that form, consult the department, consult cabinet, because cabinet is a key stakeholder to process, because there are other sector departments that are quite central to this point that we're discussing. So we're not going to get into the substance. Thanks.
Honourable Mabasa, followed by Honourable Park.
Yes, no, indeed. Stealing the thunder, you know. Comrade Bongo has stolen my thunder now. But the multi-party phraseology, which Honourable Charles just used now, what will better demonstrate it than this multi-party portfolio committee executing its task, which it is busy doing, you know? That would be great to take the process to completion as a multi-party portfolio committee. But then, you know, to err is human. Nobody is perfect. I would appreciate if Honorable Charles says, out of eagerness, now that I'm listening to you members and comrades, the content of my input is going to enrich the way forward that we are going to come with. But It mustn't be what Honorable Chance should not try to do, in my view, is for him to try to sustain a view that says he is right in the process that he has followed stays right. At the least, he should have said, because I'm anxious, and because I see that the sun is about to dawn, is it to set. If the department does not move fast enough, PC, under the leadership of the chair, let's move. I think that would have been the most appropriate way of an anxious member of the portfolio committee. The anxious member should not say, I'm going to do it alone. What are we supposed to say, we the other members? We are supposed to say, well done. And then what do we do with all this work that we have been doing? Do we just say, let's now put it aside and start a new process, a private members bill? Those are my comments to air, Comrade Chair. Human. And if you start there, as Honorable Chance, then you are likely not to go on insulting us by starting to speak of some of you will not be coming back. Some, you know, that's real politicking that Honorable Chan said we shouldn't do.
Okay, thanks, Chair. Yeah, Chair, I think the colleagues so far are on point in clarifying Honorable Chan. The other thing which I wish to raise is that, you see, if being in business of Chair Honorable Chan and the DS and politics, perhaps realizing it could be not assisting the process of resolving problems of the nation, but he's a politician. It's like he's rejecting his role of which his party has nominated him for. Because if you don't indicate confidence on politics, you can't solve problems of the nation. And, you know, anxiety and the manner in which having changed his mind, but he wants to convince the committee to follow the process, it's like he wants to really appeal as if he's praying. We are not praying yet. We are raising facts of which must be considered properly. We are not in church. So, like to say, perhaps if we can't compete now, we will not come again. We are not about to score points for successfully writing good CV that we did a bill. We are procedural, we are considerate, we are saying what is correct to input on a bill. The process must be followed and we must be cut across. It's important, Chair.
Thank you. I don't think that members who are seated here have got no experience in both small business and politics. If all of us were to share our experiences here, what is it that we have done that adds value in small businesses? Everybody would appreciate why the ANC, the DA, the EFF, the NP deployed members to this portfolio committee. There is no party that would have deployed any person who would not add any value in development of small businesses. So the notion of 30 years being in business, Honorable Chan, is actually appreciated, but it should not be seen as something that makes you to be better than others who are seated here. We all have value to add here. I also have my own 35 years experience in cooperatives. And I've never used that to look down upon others. I've always used that to empower others and make them benefit from my involvement in this portfolio committee. I think that Honorable Bongo explains it very correctly, that it is a stolen vehicle, Honorable Chan. And Honorable Mabasa is putting it correctly, that to err is human, because no one is saying that this committee may not arrive at this particular solution of small enterprises or the service bill. There's no one who is disputing that. But what is being disputed here is that it is unfair to propose it as a private member's bill when it actually piggybacks on the work that was done by the portfolio committee. And you, Honorable Chan, in your presentation, you have mentioned that as a portfolio committee, we have dealt with this, as a portfolio committee, we have dealt with this, as a portfolio committee, we have dealt with that. And what would have been more appropriate was for you, when you realized that time was running out, to bring it to the attention of the portfolio committee that the members were been dealing with this issue. And in the first meeting of us looking at these matters, we had an intention of legislation. This is how I can contribute towards that. And that would have been appreciated. In the same way,
that you offered your services in terms of you are the only English, the only person in this committee whose first language is English. And we appreciated that. And we used your services before we had the content advice, because we wanted quality of the portfolio committee report. As soon as we got the content advisor, who is good in English, then you were relinquished. You saw no more a need for you to make those corrections, the grammatical corrections of the report of the portfolio committee. That is contribution to the quality of work of the portfolio committee. What you have done is excellent work, but the manner in which you are proposing this work is backstabbing to other members. I want you to reflect on this, put yourself on the shoes of the members who have spent so much time, 2 years, dealing with this matter with the intention of legislation and regulation. Before that process is concluded, one member takes that and then drives it. From where I sit, Honorable Chan, it is aimed at doing two things, if I may talk politics. To ridicule the portfolio committee and the department that we don't care about small businesses. That is why we failed to propose a bill, when it is known and recorded that we started the process because we care about small businesses. It's known, it's recorded. Number two, it is about the elections, 2019 elections, and your desire to become the Minister of Small Business should the DA win the election, because you are referred to as Shadow Minister. It's only about those two things. It's not about contributing to the work of the portfolio committee. Is about the DA stealing the thunder from the portfolio committee and promoting you as an individual, as the shadow minister of the DA. That is what is happening. We are all politicians seated here. And if we then want to do the work of the portfolio committee with the interests of small businesses, taking politics out of it, you should have come and proposed this work and say, can we now move and look at the option of legislation? And another member would have volunteered and say, I can look at this part of it, I can look at this part of it, and we would work as a collective, as we have been working as a collective. For me, it was very interesting for Honorable Kruger to fly all the way from Mpumalanga to have a meeting with me in Pietermaritzburg with the very same companies that have given reason to this. And when we were meeting there, Honorable Kruger was not meeting for the purpose of developing a bill as a private member's bill. I was not meeting there for the purpose of developing a bill as a private member's bill. We were doing the work of the portfolio committee, as agreed on the first day when we started to process these matters. So, what is being put here, Honorable Chan, is that reconsider this approach. Reconsider this approach and look at how it feels to work for 2 years, 2 years. And when it comes to the bill is proposed by one member as a private member's bill. based on the work of the portfolio committee. How does it put all of us here, and as members of this portfolio committee, when the very same act that allows members to propose bills also allows portfolio committees to propose bills? Why then do you hijack the work of the portfolio committee to propose the members' bill? Instead of proposing this, that the portfolio committee should now start with the process of drafting its own bill. Forget about the department, talk about the portfolio committee based on the work done by the portfolio committee. Why didn't you propose that?
Chair, I think I've already answered the question that you posed. Why didn't I propose a committee bill? At that stage, I didn't think about it. I thought about producing a private member's bill. That's the honest answer. And you know, I can see that members of the committee are upset about what they think is a deliberate hijacking of this process of the committee. I don't see it that way, but you know, that's the way it is. In terms of to err as human, yes, indeed. My personal view at the moment, Chair, is that we have a process that needs to be followed, which includes hearing the department's update, getting submissions, and then deliberating and forming an opinion on the bill. Now, if that involves having discussions outside of this room with certain members of the different parties to potentially reconsider an approach, then that is something which I will deliberate on as the sponsor of this bill. I'm not ruling it out, but I'm not saying it's going to happen either, because it's not entirely within my call. But I do think, Chairperson, that I'm not going to answer all the detailed questions now, because it'll take too long. And I think that it's the issues of the content of the bill will come up once we've heard from the department and once we've heard the deliberation, I mean the submissions. Because certainly any bill that is processed has to be processed on the basis of input from all stakeholders. It may require a symposium. It may require, you know, a lot of deliberation, all of which is fine. The question is that in the name of a private member's bill or some other bill which maybe we need to discuss outside of this room?
When the issue of legislation around the big issue that we were dealing with and the proposal about symposium and those things, we were not at that point discussing the members' bill. That was part of the work that was done by the portfolio committee. This private members' bill is a solution, it's a proposed solution to matters that we have not deliberated on and to an assessment that we have not made of how far the department is. In other words, this is premature. It's a solution to issues that we have been processing and we have not written a report on them and made recommendations on what needs to be done. This is a solution, a premature solution.
Having said that, Chair, which is your view, maybe premature, but that's your view. I still think this committee is very keen to hear the department's response next week and to get an update on the amendment to the Act, which obviously will deal with a lot more than just anything to do with an ombudsman. It will deal with the entire provisions of the Act. So may I propose that we defer that discussion to after that presentation from the department?
It's fair. Yeah, it's fair. All I'm saying is that taking one piece from a process, a broader process, is dangerous. And also taking that piece without consulting other members and just thinking that the way you think as one member from the portfolio committee is the way to go when we were all processing this. That's all I'm saying. That the process is wrong, and the process is narrow focused, and the process doesn't take into consideration the amount of effort that has been done and the feelings of other members who were part of the process. That's all I'm saying. It's against democratic processes. It's actually dictatorship, but wanting that dictatorship approach, knowing very well that the only way that will be realized will be for it to go through a democratic process, because you alone cannot pass this bill. Yes, you are hijacking the work of the Portfolio Committee and wanting the Portfolio Committee to support you in hijacking its work.
That's all I'm saying.
Yes, there is no quorum to look at the meeting at the minute. Not of my bad.
I know that some copies of the minutes are probably sent in a soft copy, but should it be that we have hard copies available here, I would propose that the secretary gives them to us so that we study them, and when we come to the next meeting, we individually should already have studied them.
Yes.
No. Secretary of members. Each member has got a secretary. Copies of the meeting are sent to those secretaries. And all members have got printers. The work of those secretaries is to print those minutes and give them to the members.
I have it on soft copy.
Yeah. Yeah. They are here. But all I am saying is that it should not be a difficult situation that a copy of minutes is sent on soft copy, because each member has got a secretary that can print the minutes. Make those secretaries work and earn their money, having served you.
Can I just ask the King to send it to my secretary as well?
Sure.
Because I don't think he sent it to my secretary. Maybe you think I will go on my own.
Okay.
I will give you the email.
Can you go now?
Meeting closed.
Okay. 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 Okay.